A near miss involving an Alaska-bound tug and tanker barge hauling millions of gallons of fuel through the Inside Passage has reignited debate in Canada over shipping petroleum through its territory. Jacob Resnick reports for Alaska's Energy Desk.
A mishap involving a Skagway-bound fuel barge was big news the next day in Western Canada.
Good afternoon. Well, it appears a disaster was averted off the central BC coast. A barge carrying
the incident near Bella Bella, British Columbia, and Canada's portion of the Inside Passage was just a few miles from a similar incident last year.
Super traffic, Nathan East Stewart. Good morning. We have run aground here at Seaforth Channel.
In October last year, the Nathan E. Stewart tug had just unloaded its fuel cargo in Ketchikan. Its distress calls to the Canadian Coast Guard were obtained and published by Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. About 29,000 gallons of diesel fuel spilled. A nearby clam fishery used by the Heiltsik First Nations tribe remained shut down 13 months later. Canadian authorities had been criticized over a delayed response and slow cleanup efforts. So when last Sunday's close call involved the tug Jake Shearer and a 430-foot barge loaded with fuel, there was renewed outcry and concern. Harley Marine Services, the parent company of the tug operator, isn't commenting, citing the open investigation by Transport Canada. But in Bella Bella, a community of 1,600, people have been listening intently to chatter on the VHF radio and talking to crew members and Coast Guard officials. William Hostey is a Heiltsik First Nations incident commander. Here's what he's heard.
The actual tug and barge was hit by a rogue wave, causing one of the pegs that holds the tug to the barge to break, and that led the crew to release themselves completely from the barge because it was putting the tug in danger.
Two crew members were able to jump from the tug to the loose barge and drop its anchor. Otherwise, it could have run aground or broken up on a rock pile, he says. He could see from the air just meters away.
And we've had these two incidents in the last year. It's really kind of magnified these sort of tugs and put into question whether these tugs are actually capable of handling the seas in this part of the world.
In the wake of the wreck last year, restrictions on barge traffic had actually been tightened by Canadian authorities. The tug Jake Shearer and its barge were apparently heeding new navigation restrictions on transiting fuel vessels that require them to avoid certain narrow straits in the area.
The American tug and barge industry have been going up and down this coast for over a century.
Kevin Obermeyer heads Canada's Pacific Pilotage Association, which regulates marine navigation on its west coast. The association routinely issues waivers to the fuel companies so their vessels aren't required to have a Canadian pilot on board, as is required of other heavy vessels. Since the Exxon Valdez spill, the U.S. requires vessels carrying petroleum cargo to have an approved contingency plan for spills and fires. Canada doesn't.
The oversight that we do is make sure that the officers and crew on those vessels have been going through these waters sufficiently to have the experience and knowledge to do it safely.
But that might not be enough. The Canadian government has proposed banning full-size tankers in the Inside Passage, even though they don't use that route. But tugs and barges like the Jake Shearer and Nathan E. Stewart would remain exempt.
We're banning something that doesn't occur, but we've got all this marine traffic passing through our Canadian waters, and Canadians are saying, look, we're taking all this risk, but we're getting no benefit.
Joe Spears is a retired maritime law attorney who runs an oceans consultancy in Vancouver.
So, you know, this is a pretty much a live issue, and it affects Alaska, and I think we need to sit down and talk about this because, you know, all of Southeast Alaska depends on this. On these tugs and barges to, you know, get the refined petroleum products.
There's no tracking how much fuel is shipped to Southeast Alaska. One industry estimate is 50 million gallons annually, but there's no hard data kept by the U.S. or Canadian authorities. But it's a lot, because of the geography and the demand. Talk to fuel retailers in Southeast Alaska, and the loss of fuel deliveries by barge would be unthinkable. Phil Isaac's family has owned Ike's Fuel in Douglas for more than a half century.
Depending on how cold it is, we can, you know, haul up to 400,000 gallons of heating fuel in a month or more. There's just no way you could haul that in. The barge will bring up 1 million gallons at a time. So, I mean, there's no way to replace that.
People in Bella Bella understand that. They get their fuel delivered the same way. But William Hostey in Bella Bella says it has to be done safely, and he's not sure these tug and barges are the way.
There's people along the coast that live here and that are, you know, depend on the resources in this area for survival, and to put all that at stake for the movement of fossil fuels is is very difficult for people to fathom.
4 days after the incident, Canadian authorities admitted they'd grossly understated the amount of fuel carried in the barge. The vessels are carrying about 3.7 million gallons of diesel and gas, more than three times it had previously disclosed. The confusion, the agency said, came from mistaking liters for gallons. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Jacob Resnick.